I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Marquette City Manager Bill Vida to get a preview of the upcoming meeting of the Marquette City Commission on Monday of next week at 7 p.m. at Commission Chambers at City Hall in Marquette. It's a fairly administrative agenda with a few highlights. Here's more with Marquette City Manager Bill Vida.
So the meetings in November are the start of a new city commission. So there's a few housekeeping things that you have to do. This will be the one where they approve their rules of order and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then there's typically a kind of a slowdown anyway, because you've got Thanksgiving coming up next week, and City Hall will be closed at least 2 days next week, Thursday, Friday. So it's generally kind of the slow period, kind of the calm before the storm when things kick up in the new year. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things where we're taking care of leasing agreements, and we're getting ice time rental signed and those kind of things. We have, interestingly, this year, three items that still need to be completed per the new city charter, and it's passing administrative ordinances on real estate, ethics, and public information. So that's going to be on first read, and then in December we'll schedule public hearings. People can come in and give feedback to the commission before they take any action. But like you said, two of the most interesting things this meeting are going to be what's coming into the commission, not necessarily what's being generated by staff for the commission. And it's going to be a presentation by North Country Trail Association on what they're doing and what they're hoping to do in the city. And then there's another one that's from a group that created a project called About Town. And if you come down in City Hall, you'll see it on the walls. There are 45 or so artists that have put together these very interesting artistic pieces, where if you look at one painting as a tableau, they sectioned out different parts of the painting to different groups and asked them to do their own interpretation. And they've been on display in City Hall for about 4 weeks now, mm-hmm. and they're getting ready to donate them to the city. And so they're going to tell us a little bit about the background of the project, why they did it, and what they're hoping to accomplish through the donation. So those would be great things to come down and hear about.
Good things to find out about. And as you mentioned, of course, a lot of the administrative things that are going on. But it is part of getting the new season going with the new commission, new commissioners mm-hmm. being sworn in at the last session, and mayor being selected and so on and so forth. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But now, as it's underway with the new commission, what are some of the main projects, or not projects, but I guess high points of things that are going to be looked at here now in the near future by the commission?
Well, we still have, even though we have a new commission, we have a lot of big things in front of the community. Of course, a lot of people have been following kind of what's been going on with the trucking issues in town, and those have yet to be resolved. We have, of course, the Presque Isle power plant and its future still out there needing discussion. What's going to happen with the hospital, and how are they going to either locate or relocate or construct their business? And then, of course, there's always economic development focus. We have hopefully a new focus on regional development and trying to get all the puzzle pieces fitting together to support that big picture. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of good support now from our representatives and our senators in the state legislature trying to help us push through some new acts that will allow us different kind of flexibility to attract business and hopefully grow and find an opportunity to get more people better paying jobs. And so there's all kinds of things on our plate that we're expecting a lot of action on the part of the new commission in terms of how they're going to help move all those things forward.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Bill Vida. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.